Hey, Dan Bongino here with a little extra bonus. There's a new way for you to listen to my content if you have an Alexa device. Every morning, we post what's called the Bongino Brief, a quick highlight of one of the biggest stories we talk about here on the podcast designed for your Alexa's flash briefing skill. Right now, you're going to hear today's Bongino Brief. And after that, we're going to tell you how to get the brief on your device.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. There will be no concession until we can determine we had a free and fair election. So again, everyone waiting on it, you can just keep waiting because there will be none. But just a quick media montage here. Hat tip our friends at Newsbusters. What I'm going to play for you is video audio of the media during the Al Gore-Bush fight in 2000, where, remember, that went on for 37 days. And the media, of course, because Al Gore was a Democrat, and that election was disputed. The media was encouraging Gore, don't you concede. We found fraud here, what we think is fraud there. And then you're going to hear, and you'll see, the media now. He must concede, no evidence of fraud. So this is a media montage of media when it was a Democrat Gore versus media on concession now that it's a Republican and Trump. Check this out. This is hilarious watching these frauds.
There is no question or very little question that Al Gore won the votes cast in the state of Florida. The question is, will he win the votes counted?
And there's some stories in Florida still developing. We don't know all the facts, but it really looks odd.
Some say, listen, Dan, is the quote, is the fix in Florida?
There is no evidence whatsoever of illegal votes or any kind of election fraud.
Voting irregularities are alleged in some counties.
Some irregularities in the vote count.
Voting irregularities.
Voting improprieties.
Just to be very clear, there is no evidence of, quote, clear and apparently credible allegations of irregularities.
Do you think in Florida that voter fraud has been perpetrated?
Problems with voter fraud.
There is no evidence of fraud.
Democrats say two Republican workers committed a felony.
Voting offices resembling crime scenes.
There is no evidence.
He has yet to put forth any evidence.
There's no evidence.
There is no evidence of malfeasance.
A poll worker shows up to the elections office this afternoon with a bag of ballots. Why are they showing up now?
We're watching a conspiracy theory be woven in real time.
Baselessly crying fraud, making unhinged accusations.
Yesterday, early editions of the New York Post got it wrong, printed out Bush wins.
The Gore campaign today boldly predicted that when the final vote is in, they will prevail.
There it is. You may be saying, if you're listening on radio or audio, Dan, that's weird. Because in one sentence, I'm hearing media people say there's evidence of fraud in this Gore Bush election. Oh my gosh, we need to look into this. Ballots are showing up. This is crazy time. And then in the next sentence, what am I hearing? I'm hearing some of the same media enterprises say, there's no fraud. President Trump has to concede. Yeah, that's exactly what you're hearing. When it involves a Democrat, don't concede. When it involves a Republican, you must concede immediately. Don't overthink it. That's exactly what that was. If you're watching on Rumble, you saw it. It's obvious because the older video footage you can see is from 2000. It's grainier. They're just phonies. So we'll continue to ignore them. Thanks. Keep waiting on that concession. You can hang out over there. We got a chair in the corner in our green room. It's not actually a green room. Our studio is an old apartment, but it's a bedroom next door. You can hang out over there and we'll get back to you next week. I'm closing the door for Thanksgiving. So bring food and stuff. There's a bathroom. Don't worry. You can brush your teeth. Just don't use my toothbrush. More in a minute, but first.
If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com.
Here's one more quick piece of video. President Trump still swinging. Gotta love this guy. He did a little presser yesterday about the massive run-up in the stock market, which crossed 30,000 yesterday. And President Trump wanted to take a bit of a celebratory lap, and I don't blame him. So he's out at the press conference. And he ended the press conference this way. Check this out.
And I just want to congratulate all the people within the administration that work so hard. And most importantly, I want to congratulate the people of our country because there are no people like you. Thank you very much, everybody.
I love it. This guy's just great. Did you catch it, Joe?
Cool.
And I want to congratulate the people of this country because they're nothing like you idiots. Well, I threw idiots in, but that's, to believe me, that's what he was thinking. That is 100% what he was thinking. Still swinging. Not an ounce of fight drained from his body. Good for him. Because we got big fights ahead.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to the Dan Bongino Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, that was today's Bongino Brief. Here's how to get it and listen to it on your Alexa device.
On your phone or tablet, open your Alexa app. Click the hamburger menu in the upper left-hand corner. Select Settings, then select Flash Briefing. After that, click Add Content and use the magnifying glass in the top right to search for the Bongino Brief. Select the Bongino Brief, press Enable to Use, and you're all set. Then, when you're ready to listen, just say to your device, Alexa, play my Flash Briefing.